Gerry Conlon, who was wrongly convicted of the 1974 IRA Guildford pub bombing, has died aged 60. The case of the Guildford Four was one of the most infamous miscarriages of justice the UK has ever seen. Mr. Conlon served 15 years of a life sentence for the attack, which killed 5 people and injured 65, before his conviction was finally overturned in 1989. Well, Foyle MP Mark Durkin knew Gerry through his work. Good morning.
Good morning, Lisa.
Well, Mark Durkin, when you heard the news on a personal level, how did you feel?
Just absolutely shocked and crushed. I mean, I'd known Gerry hadn't been in the best of health over a period, but I certainly wasn't aware that his situation had gone to such a degree. And just everybody who knows Gerry, and I suppose in many ways we all think we know Gerry, must absolutely feel diminished by his passing, because he is someone who had an enormous knack of just giving people something. He had great emotional intelligence. He could connect with people, whether it was in small meetings, whether it was in big meetings, whether it was on his appearances via the media. He really could communicate his own emotions and in ways really that deeply with something in people. And that's why he had such a remarkable spirit. He just had that knack of touching other people, not just by describing the details of his own story and spelling out then the lessons and the issues that that raises for now, the type of legislation we make now, the type of decisions that are being made even now. But he also had great empathy. He could feel issues for other people in terms of where their rights were under threat or where they were struggling to have their voice heard.
What are your memories of him then, Mark Durkin? What has brought you some comfort over the last couple of days?
Well, I think anybody who knew Gerry is really going to miss his hugs. He had the most remarkable, powerful, warm hug ever. He also was someone who, you know, was a strange, complex mixture. He had a hard-seasoned life, but yet he was forever young. There was an aspect of him that always, you know, was ready to lift and lift you in some way. He had remarkable wit as well as tremendous grit. He was someone who could show a lightness of soul, and yet you knew he was absolutely burdened by demons. He was someone who you could see wow an audience. I mean, I had him at a fringe meeting in the Labour Party conference a few years ago, where he and I had to give difficult messages around what the Labour Party were then trying to do with legislation for 42-day detention and doing away with inquests and all sorts of things like that. And people who went in there not wanting to hear what he was saying were absolutely knocked out by what he said. But, of course, he wasn't taken, his head wasn't turned by any of that flattery and tremendous feedback he was getting. And I remember that day, as others, he had indicated to me that, you know, the thing that would matter most to him was that people would think he was a credit to his parents, because even though he was a completely innocent man, that was a burden that he carried, and he felt that people would maybe think that somehow it was his waywardness or earlier foolishness that had brought his father to have to go into the situation that he went into, of going to England to try and sort his problem out, and then his father, of course, ending up imprisoned as well and dying in prison, and the awful hard life that his mother had to bear as well.
The Observer's Henry MacDonald also with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
And is that something that you were struck by with Gerry Conlon as well, that trying to, make his parents proud?
Well, I mean, what struck me about him was essentially he had this kind of endless energy. He would implore, put sort of gentle pressure, but slightly forcefully as well, on members of the media like me for other cases he was interested in beyond his own case. He actually knew the media quite well and was quite effective media operator in terms of, you know, using the press, using the broadcasters. He was quite good at it. And yet at the same time, while he was trying to, you know, basically use you to get the stories he thought that were important in the paper about other cases where he said there was a miscarriage of justice, he at the same time could be very charming company as well, and gregarious company. And I do remember under a year ago, being with him at the Ulster Hall, funnily enough, at a Stiff Little Fingers concert, and we were both invited back by the band to the after party, and it was a very, very pleasant evening, I remember. So that's the kind of chap he was. He had lots and lots of energy, but beneath the kind of the charm and the curious nature, he had very intelligent sort of grasp of the power of the media and how he could use it for his own, you know, his own causes.
Okay. Henry McDonald and Mark Durkin, thank you both very much for joining us this morning and sharing your memories of Gerry Conlon, who died aged 60